Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner has urged the government to adopt a First Nations-centred national anti-racism framework. In an address to the National Press Club, Giridharan Sivaraman said the framework is grounded in truth-telling through acknowledging the realities of colonisation from massacres to land theft. The National Anti-Racism Framework has been in the public domain since last November and contains 63 recommendations. It calls for several legal and policy changes, including the acknowledgement of the historical and ongoing impacts of settler colonisation on First Nations peoples. The Human Rights Commission is still waiting for a commitment from the federal and state governments.
As we talk about the fair go, we must face the truth. This country has never given Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people a fair go. If we really believe in justice and respect, then advocating for First Peoples justice is the bare minimum of living up to our own values. If the abhorrent racism they face continues without justice, how can the racism anyone else faces be addressed or even taken seriously?
A play group at Adelaide's only aged care home for First Nations people is bringing elders and local children together. The sessions are full of laughter, stories and cultural learning, bringing joy to the young and the young at heart.
Young and old together, making Dampa. This unique playgroup is bringing elders and toddlers together as part of the Murra Elders Playgroup. This is where dreaming stories are passed on, language is heard, and the role of elders as teachers is honoured. Launched during Reconciliation Week this year, the program runs every fortnight where people from this Aboriginal elders village are joined by local children and their families. They sing, laugh and go on scavenger hunts together.
We're working with a number of First Nations families here and our older friends, and they bring so much to this experience. Being able to speak in language, pass that cultural connection on to the younger and next generation.
Helping build stronger connections, one story, one smile and one song at a time. Marcella Sinalunga, NITV News.
The Queensland Performing Arts Centre is once again shining a spotlight on First Nations excellence with the return of the Clancestry Festival. The two-week festival offers storytelling, music, dance and culture, featuring some of the country's most celebrated and emerging First Nations artists. The festival was officially opened with First Gathering, a powerful ceremony that honoured the land, its ancestors and their enduring cultural legacy.
It is an experience of culture, tradition, song, performance, where you are not just watching culture, you are invited into it. It's an extraordinary way of officially starting this very special festival, and I hope that everyone finds something in this amazing program to come and share and engage with.
The Commonwealth Ombudsman has found that nearly 1,000 job seekers had their support payments unlawfully terminated due to an automated system which didn't take individual circumstances into account. The breaches occurred over a two-year period leading up to July last year, with the Ombudsman saying it's likely they had profound, if not catastrophic, impacts on vulnerable people. The cancellations happened automatically under the Targeted Compliance Framework, a system set up to monitor mutual obligations like job hunting and attending interviews. New laws introduced after the robo-debt scandal required agencies to consider the job seeker's individual circumstances before cutting off a payment, something which didn't occur in 964 cancellations. Centrelink also told the Ombudsman it hadn't introduced the new laws, despite them coming into force 2 years earlier. Australian tennis icon Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley says more coaching is needed to develop First Nations talent across the country. The 74-year-old is in Darwin for the 6th National Indigenous Tennis Carnival.
It's a tournament for talented juniors and those who are new to the game. The National Indigenous Tennis Carnival is bigger than ever.
Right now, it's probably like my favourite thing to do, just to have fun and play the game.
It's about the celebration of our First Nations people, the opportunity for them to thrive, and these opportunities to play this beautiful game of tennis.
This year, 16 teams are taking part from every state and territory, including 12 remote NT communities.
This event is the main event. It's the pinnacle event in the First Nations tennis pathway.
The tournament features two streams of play, one for performance, including a competitive showdown, and one for participation.
I love just hitting the ball, getting out and running, and I've been playing for about, I don't know, since I was like 4.
I was born around NRL, like all my family was like footy, you know, but when I had my first lesson on the court, I just loved it.
The carnival is the brainchild of Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley and her husband Roger.
I'm just excited to see all the kids today who've come through the program in the last 6 years, and they're up here somewhere.
Cawley believes more can be done to keep Indigenous kids playing the game of tennis.
I'd like to see more coaches to go out there, to be able to go out to more communities, not just here in NT, but all around Australia.
We're actually training up people in the community to help coach tennis as well. But I use the word coach really loosely because you don't need to be an expert at tennis to play.
Here at the National Indigenous Tennis Carnival, winning isn't just measured in sets and games. It's about the friendships made, the confidence built, and the cultural experience these players get to have.
How far do you want to get in tennis?
I want to try, at least like Wimbledon and French Open. I want to try win those.
Michael Rennie, NITV News.
Yongle superstar Baker Boy has dropped his latest single and announced his highly anticipated second album due for release later this year. The Fresh Prince of Arnhem Land's latest track, Lightning, is a powerful anthem that reflects the pressures and expectations of being the perfect role model. Following his 5-time ARIA award-winning debut album, Gila, the hip-hop sensation says his upcoming album, Janjay, is deeply personal.
Keeping that Baker Boy party vibes, but also telling the truth and, like, you know, sharing my feelings and, you know, like showing people that I'm human as well. You know, I am always happy. I'm always, like, you know, making party music, but also I want to make art, and I also want to tell all the, you know, the truth that's what's happening and all that stuff, and what, you know, me as, you know, man, you know, experience in Australia.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights. And stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.